I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. Happy hump day to everybody out there. East Coast, West Coast, down south, Midwest, online and over the airways. I'm glad you're taking the time to be here and hang out with me on this Wednesday night. Shout outs to my main man, Matt Essig, on the other side of the line, working the boards and holding it down. Appreciate you, my man. I am glad that we are midway through the week. Thank you to everybody who's tuned in the first two nights. If you do not know, yes, this is a permanent situation. The JR Sport Brief Show is going to be here with you on CBS Sports Radio every single weeknight, starting right now at this time for the next 4 hours. You could bank on that. Every single weekday. Get used to it. I want to hear from you and know what you think. 855-212-4CBS. We got a full show today, okay? Antonio Brown. We're going to talk about Mr. Antonio Brown, who seemingly will, you know, pop up and say whatever he thinks is ideal that's going to get him a job back in the NFL. I tend to think he is actually bipolar, but we're going to talk about Antonio Brown. And does Bruce Arians, the head coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, even want him? Bruce Arians is pretty straightforward with his opinions when it comes down to players. Go ahead and ask Jameis Winston. We're going to talk about that. My main man, New York Giants safety from last year, Antoine Bethea, is going to join in. I'm going to give him a holler. I'm going to give him a call. He's a free agent. And if there's one thing we know right now about the state of the NFL is that you have a lot of guys who are signing. The NFL Physicians Society actually just said, yo, we're not doing this anymore. We're not conducting any more physicals for players. It's not healthy. It's not the mood. So I want to talk to Antoine and get his thoughts on what exactly is going on in the NFL and free agency. I mean, this guy's been a safety in the league for like 15 years, going on 15 years, and he's still high quality, still top notch. I had a whole conversation on my Twitter today. We're going to talk about this in the next hour, okay? We're going to talk about Michael Jordan and LeBron James. I hate to do it, but I have to do it. I absolutely have to. You know, when you go on Twitter and Instagram, people are always arguing about something, even Facebook. You can find me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. My tag is JR Sport Brief. Yes, I read it. Yes, I'm extremely active. Say whatever you want to me on there. I will check it out. But there was a conversation about LeBron and Michael Jordan, and I was a little bit surprised at people's answers. And if they played one-on-one, how would that turn out? That's the conversation that we're going to have, okay? Also, we can't ignore what's going on in the world right now. We know things are pretty crazy. Unfortunately, Carl Anthony Towns, both of his parents have come down with the virus, unfortunately, but we have a lot of great athletes who are doing their part to make sure that the world goes round. They're not just sitting around being bystanders. They're not sitting at home and playing games and putting together stupid viral videos. We have a lot of athletes who are actually doing a great job contributing to society. And something else that has stopped, I want to go ahead and make sure that we give my main man, Harvey Schiller, a call tonight. We weren't able to do it last night. He is the executive, or was the executive director, of the United States Olympic Committee. I want to talk to him about what this means that the Olympics are now pushed back. You know, I wanted to see who was going to fill in the shoes of Usain Bolt. I wanted to see if the United States of America's men's basketball team was going to go out there and win another medal, whether or not they were going to be pushed to the limits. I wanted to see what Simone Biles was ready to do, if Jordan Burroughs had a comeback together with the United States wrestling team. But these are things that we're going to have to wait and find out about. There's a lot of information. So I'm going to be here rocking with you for the next 4 hours. Try to take your mind off of what's going on in the world. And I got to tell you, someone, speaking of mind, and if you heard that opening intro, shout outs to the Ghetto Boys and Scarface. You know, I really think in the case of Antonio Brown, I always think his mind is playing tricks on him. Why? Because he has had a series of incidents that I don't even know if you can keep count on anymore. This is someone who was drafted in the sixth round in 2010, had the fight for his spot with Emmanuel Sanders, who was drafted, I believe, in the third round of that same exact draft. And here comes Antonio Brown. Works his way about 5'10", no more than 5'11", and becomes a Pro Bowl wide receiver who puts together what will probably or can be, I'm not going to say probably, that is definitely incorrect what I said there, but he started to put together and string together years that are worthy, if he can continue, of putting him into Canton, putting him into the Hall of Fame. But Antonio Brown just so happens to be his own worst nightmare. I don't even know where to start. We know he basically ends up out of Pittsburgh, is no longer a Steeler. You know, he's basically getting in a poop-throwing contest. And yes, I said poop-throwing because anything else would get me in trouble. He gets into that type of contest with Mike Tomlin. He gets into that type of contest with Ben Roethlisberger. He ends up on the Oakland Raiders in the offseason. Doesn't even play a game. Why? Because he's not happy with his helmet. Oh, boo-hoo. Everybody can change their helmet except for Antonio Brown. He's beefing. He's actually burning his feet. The man burned his feet in a recovery chamber, a chirotherapy chamber, and burned his feet. And then the next thing you know, they're just like, you know what? We got to get this guy up on out of here. And then who picks him up? The evil guy. Bill Belichick picks him up and decides to add him to the New England Patriots, where he plays one game before the NFL decides to basically start investigating him. And then he's released by the Patriots because, you know, he had some sexual assault allegations held against him. And then it came out that he was actually threatening the accuser. And I guess at that point, Kraft and Belichick figured out, you know what, this is a little too hot for us. We don't need another situation here. I guess Aaron Hernandez was enough for them approximately 10 years ago. We don't need anybody else. So since Antonio Brown has been under investigation, his career has been in football purgatory. But can we really be surprised about anything that Antonio Brown is doing or has done? I mean, this is someone who after a game decided to go, I believe it was Facebook Live. And I don't know, maybe Facebook wrote him a nice check. But he went on Facebook Live in the locker room after a victory and basically plastered Mike Tomlin's entire post-game speech all over the internet for the world to see. So there you go. Violating the privacy of your teammates, your coaches, and the sanctity of the actual locker room. Good job, Antonio Brown. And that just so happens to be what he's done in the locker room, on the field. That doesn't have anything to do with Antonio Brown, you know, allegedly tossing furniture out of a window. You can make up as many stories as you want. It could be 15. It could be 20. You know, what I can't make up is Antonio Brown on Instagram Live several months ago yelling at the mother of his kids in front of the police. I can't make up the fact that he allegedly assaulted a moving driver because he wanted to move some stuff out of his house and he wasn't happy that he didn't pay. I can't make up the fact that he sued his chef and everyone that he's come in contact with. I can't make up the sexual assault allegations of the helmet, the burning feet, the intimidating text. I can't make that stuff up. But Antonio Brown, you know, every now and then he says, I'm sorry. I'm backing up. And I guess it's when reality hits him that he's not making the same type of money that he would have made if he was out on the NFL field. Let's face it. Unfortunately, there is a reason why Antonio Brown was selected in the sixth round. And it has nothing to do with his athletic ability. It has nothing to do with his talent as a wide receiver. It has to do with the workings between his ears, unfortunately. And he's been his best person, but he's also been his worst enemy to himself. And at this point in time, because Tom Brady, who he had a great relationship with, obviously, when he was brought to the New England Patriots, Tom Brady was like, yeah, man, you can stay in my house. Tom Brady said, yeah, man, you can work out with me. Tom Brady was happy to throw him that touchdown in that one game before the Patriots had to cut him because of the allegations against him. But now that Tom Brady is in Tampa Bay, Antonio Brown wants to join him. When asked today on Instagram in his story, somebody said, hey, will you sign with Tampa? Antonio Brown's response? Expeditiously. But I don't think there's room for you there, brother. Chris Godwin, Mike Evans, O.J. Howard. You know, I think Tom Brady needs somebody to throw the ball to underneath. But I don't know if you want to go ahead and add someone who has the drama sheet of Antonio Brown. And you know what? Bruce Arians, actually head coach right now of Tampa Bay, happened to be the offensive coordinator with the Pittsburgh Steelers when Antonio Brown came into the league. This was actually about in January of this year. He was asked about all of the drama with Antonio Brown. He was talking to Adam Schefter, and this was his response about Antonio. Listen, diva. Keyword, diva. Distractions off the field. You don't have to be a coach to realize the distraction that Antonio Brown causes a locker room. You know what I hear from Larry Fitzgerald, who's going to go into the Hall of Fame? Do you know what I hear from Larry Fitzgerald? Absolutely nothing. One of the greatest wide receivers ever. Okay, even more recent memory, someone who retired, Megatron. What did you ever hear from him in Detroit? Nothing. One of the greatest wide receivers ever. You don't have to play wide receiver and be a diva. And this is my question. I personally believe in first shots, second shots, third. If you can improve, if you can get better, if you can show that you have changed, then go for it. But Antonio Brown to this point has not. I believe he's too risky. Do you think that Antonio Brown deserves another shot in the NFL? We've had plenty of players who've come down in history who haven't had the best rap sheets. I hate to say rap sheets, but you have someone like Ray Rice, who is not ever going to play another NFL game. Kareem Hunt, active right now. Greg Hardy, no longer in the league. Ezekiel Elliott was actually suspended some time for his behavior. Antonio Brown, where does he sit? It's like the NFL has him in purgatory right now. He's suspended, but not formally suspended because they're actively investigating him. And that's what's going to keep teams from going ahead and signing him. That's why the New England Patriots dropped him. I would like to see Antonio Brown get a shot. But does he deserve one? With all of his actions and what he's done to teams, does Antonio Brown deserve to be in the NFL? Bruce Arians made it very clear. He belongs on the field for his talent and his work ethic. But all of the drama off says no. And obviously, Roger Goodell feels the same way. Antonio Brown, in my opinion, he's run through those chances. I would love to see him back out performing on that field. But do I have to say all of the things? Yelling at the mother of his kids? Allegedly assaulting moving drivers? Is the NFL the league that's just going to foster behavior like Antonio Brown's? Antonio Brown may need to find another occupation, but the NFL may actually keep him safe if he can play and keep him out of trouble. Do you believe that Antonio Brown deserves a shot to play in the NFL? And if so, where does he need to go? It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. Make sure you call up. I'm going to be looking at the boards. Simple number, 855-212-4CBS. That's right, it's JR from the JR Sport Brief right here with you on CBS Sports Radio, coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. Who found a better way to Rocket Mortgage so you can focus on making your new house a home? Rocket Mortgage. You push a button, you get a mortgage. It's really that simple. And we started off the show by talking about no one other than Antonio Brown. 1 minute, he's yelling at the mother of his kids live on Instagram. The next minute, he says she's pregnant. And I believe he said, hey, we're getting married. 1 minute, he's talking trash about Ben Roethlisberger. 2 months later, he says, I'm sorry. Antonio Brown has proven that he's not the most stable. Is he an amazing athlete? Does he have Hall of Fame talent? Absolutely. But is that talent, can that really outweigh his behavior off of the field? Bruce Arians has basically said a few months ago when he was actually going through all of the drama, he said he is a diva. Antonio Brown is now asked, or when asked on Instagram today, would he go to Tampa Bay to team up with Tom Brady? His answer, Antonio Brown's, expeditiously. I don't know if Bruce Arians would all of a sudden change his opinion on him for someone who he actually was around, who got drafted by him when he was on the Steelers. For someone who held this opinion on a few months ago, and a team that looks pretty stocked at the wide receiver position. Is there really a need for Antonio Brown to go to Tampa Bay and rock the boat? I mean, is Tom Brady going to keep him on a leash? Is he going to bury him in the basement? Is he going to pal around with him all day so he behaves? I mean, Antonio Brown hasn't showed that he can behave. And the question is, does he deserve a shot to be back in the NFL? And by the way, there's an active investigation into Antonio Brown and the sexual assault allegations, and we don't know whether he will be suspended, so he may not get a shot. But I want to know if you think he deserves one. I actually looked at my Twitter. We have a bunch of people here who are saying a lot. People are saying no. Someone pulled up the old Family Feud. Survey says, eh. But right now we're going to go to the phones. 855-212-4CBS. I see you, Luca, Manuel, Frank, Tom. We're going to get to all of the calls. And matter of fact, we're not going to waste any time right here. We're going to go to our Geico line, okay? Sponsored by Geico. Whether you own or rent, Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, so get a quote at geico.com. It is extremely easy. We're actually going to go to Brazil right now. Wow. We're going to go to Brazil, and we're going to talk to Luca. Luca, you are on CBS Sports Radio.
Hello.
How are you, Luca?
I'm good. Are you?
I'm terrific, man. What's on your mind about Antonio Brown and the Buccaneers?
Yeah. First of all, I'd like to wish a happy birthday to the biggest soccer club in Brazil. The Atlético Mineiro celebrates 112 years today. And of course, about Antonio Brown. Apparently, based on the news that I read last year, Tom Brady was kind of disappointed to see the Patriots releasing Antonio Brown.
Right.
Well, we all know the problems that Brown brings with him. You have said about it, but he's like, I don't know, he's like a millennial bad boy of football. I don't know if I can say it.
Now, you be careful. You said the right thing. Antonio Brown is a millennium bad boy of football. Let's keep it clean.
And now we have Brady and Brown, like a buy one, get one deal for the clubs, you know? We saw the Brown posted on Instagram a picture with Brady and the subtitle, want to play more than ever 2020 wherever Tom Brady goes. So, and now Tom Brady and Buccaneers, I think for the sport, Antonio Brown is an excellent player to Buccaneers. But I don't know, out of the field is the problem, like you said.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
I agree,
really,
Luca.
Difficult. Yeah.
It is difficult. He's an amazing player, and thank you so much, Luca, for calling in from Brazil. I appreciate it. You hit the nail on the head. Feel free to continue with me. At the end of the day, Luca, you said it. Antonio Brown, amazing talent on the field. Off of the field is the problem. We don't need that. The Buccaneers don't need that. They brought in Tom Brady to try to go to win a Super Bowl. They didn't bring in Tom Brady to have a distraction. They have the talent around him on the offense to get the job done. Give him another inside underneath receiver. Give him an offensive line, and I think Tom Brady will be ready to go. Let's go up to Queens, New York. Let's chat with my main man, Manny. Manny, what do you think about Antonio Brown? You're on CBS Sports Radio.
I wouldn't touch him. And by the way, congratulations, and I'm always following you since 2013. Keep up the good work, my brother. Bronx Finest.
Appreciate it. What would you do if you were Antonio Brown right now? What is in his future? It may not be football.
Well, number one, I should use my head because I just rather just be, you know, at the end of the day, I just rather use my head, wait for a year to see what comes up, and let's see how it goes. Because at the end of the day, even if I do come out of the NFL, I'm still being punished. I will get six games. I'll be punished for six games, and I don't want to be a distraction because we saw what happened in Pittsburgh. Don't get me started with the once Oakland Raiders and then New England. I mean, just Tom Brady. I mean, about the wall. If you go to Buccaneers, last time I checked, they just got rid of a guy who once had a distraction, Jameis Winston. I mean, come on.
Why do you want another one? That's right, Manny. Appreciate you jumping on the show. Manny hit the nail on the head. You know, I don't even know if Antonio Brown kind of just sitting out and chilling for a year is going to do him any good. I mean, he's going to turn 32 years old. He hasn't played his last full season was the 2018 season when he caught a career high of 15 touchdowns. But it's going to be basically 2 years since he played. Antonio Brown, what he needs to do, if he can, is actually get back out onto that field. Because ultimately, time is going to run out. The jig is up. Nobody wants to look at the drama sheet and everything that you've done and bring you onto their team. I don't know what Antonio Brown thinks he's actually going to gain by continually going on social media and basically lobbying for a job. Do you think Antonio Brown has a future in the NFL? Does he need to go to the Bucs? Does he deserve a second chance? It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to go out to Palm Springs, California, and chat with my main man, Frank. Frank, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, sir. How you doing?
I'm terrific. You know I got to call me, sir. You can say JR. Frank, we're friends here. Frank, come on.
Got it. So I'm kind of biased. I'm a diehard Raiders fan. So this guy is toxic. They gave him everything he wanted. It still wasn't good enough. And then for him to get out of town again to go to New England and still mess that up, the guy, he's had every opportunity afforded to him, and he doesn't get it. If you follow him on social media, you understand the guy doesn't get it.
Absolutely. I mean, Frank, let me ask you a question. Do you feel that Antonio Brown helped tank, or intentionally or unintentionally, do you think he tanked that Raiders season last year under Gruden?
You know, I could see how somebody would orchestrate something like that, but I don't think he's that smart. I think he just got there and he wanted to throw a hissy fit again and throw a tantrum and get his way out. And he found his way with Tom Brady, and he still managed to mess that up. But with all that being said, Tampa has to go get him.
Oh, no, man. Seriously,
I think they need to go all in and just go for the fireworks and have some kind of thing set up to where it's a bailout. They can get out right away like the Raiders did and not owe the guy anything if he goes crazy again.
Okay,
but he's
Frank.
A Florida guy. It's Tampa Bay. And hopefully he understands that, like you said, he has to get out on that field. He needs to put up two more good seasons to get that Hall of Fame, because I don't think he's there right now if you end it today. He's got to still play.
Yeah, absolutely, Frank. And thank you for calling up. I don't know about that. I don't think he's worth the actual risk. I don't know if Bruce Arians made it clear. I don't want the headache. He's a diva. I've been there. I've seen him compete. I've seen what he does on the field, and we've all seen what he's done off of the field. I mean, can you imagine if Antonio Brown had a reality show? I'm sure it's been pitched to him, but I'm pretty sure he's so all over the place that he didn't even know how to comprehend or put it together. And the last thing that he needs to do is go to the Buccaneers and tank that situation. And he may be suspended. He's under investigation. Why does a team want to sign him and what? Hope that they get him for 6 games? Hope that they have him for 8 games? Hope that he's not suspended for the entire season? We don't know his status. Let's go up to Colorado. Let's talk to Tom. Tom, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. I'm doing great tonight. How about yourself, man?
I'm terrific, man. Thank you for asking.
Okay. AB was a diva because that's what all wide receivers are. The night that Vontaze Burfict sent him into next month, that's when everything changed.
Ooh, 2016, when he went night-night, huh?
Yeah, because that's when it all started, really. I mean,
well,
every wide receiver is a diva.
Would you say Larry Fitzgerald is a diva? Would you say Calvin Johnson is a diva? We've had plenty of wide receivers. Marvin Harrison, you could talk about anything about him off the field, but did Marvin Harrison show up and was he a diva? Not every wide receiver is a diva.
No, I'm not saying that, but I mean, Larry Fitzgerald was a great guy. And then Calvin Johnson, I'm so sorry he retired. I'm glad he actually retired from
well,
my
playing
Lions,
for the playing
know.
For yeah, playing for the Lions will make you retire. Him and Barry
Calvin did it. I'd do it if I could play football. But no, I really think that everything changed with AB after Burfict laid him out that night.
Okay, Tom. I mean, I can hedge against that. And thank you for calling up, Tom. This is the reality. And I stated this at the open. There's a reason that Antonio Brown was drafted as low as he was. And it was because the red flags were already there about his character. I want to get another call in. I'm gonna call my man Antoine Bethea after the break. This is someone who deserves his 15th year in the NFL, who's won a Super Bowl. We're going to talk to Antoine Bethea after the break. But I want to go up to Alaska and talk to my main man, Jay. Jay, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, what's up, man? I'm a diehard, bleeding silver and black Raider fan. Been there all my life. Born in SoCal. So AB is dead to me. I don't think that guy ever wanted to play football when he went to Oakland. He just wanted to get a big payday, and I think he just wanted a lot of attention. That dude is an absolute clown, and Derek Carr went ahead and succeeded and had the best year he could without that clown. And we're going to get a much better wide receiver this year, and everybody's going to see what Derek Carr can do. And I wanted to tell you one other thing. I think what's going to happen, the only way that Tom Brady is going to succeed in Tampa Bay is about halfway, three-quarters of the way through the season. If they're in the playoff hunt, you're going to see my man Gronkowski join the Tampa Bay Bucks. He's gonna go out one more time with my boy Tom Brady just to prove to Bella Cheater that they can win without him. I'm out.
Wow, I like the passion that Jay just brought. Wow, he basically said I ain't got nothing to do with Antonio Brown. He doesn't exist to me. I understand the sentiment if you're a Raiders fan. I get it if you're a Steelers fan. And you know what? The Pats only had him for one game. And the Buccaneers, they probably don't want the trouble. They probably don't want the drama at all. But someone who does deserve another shot is my main man, Antoine Bethea, safety last year for the New York Giants. When we come back from the break, I want to talk to him about free agency in this crazy time. Not being able to get a physical. Last year, being a captain. He does a lot of great community work. When we come back, it's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to talk to my main man, safety, hard hitter, Antoine Bethea. It's the JR Sport Brief right here on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio. On the line, I told you he was coming. We finally got him. It's my main man, Antoine Bethea. Yes, he not only is a safety, 14 years in the NFL, tackles everybody and anything that moves. He's an author. He's a philanthropist. Last season, he led the Giants in tackles. Antoine, how are you doing, my man?
I'm doing good, man. Thanks for having me.
No doubt about it. I had to bring on some. There are very few people who've had an accomplished career like you. I mean, very few NFL players get to see anywhere close to 15 years. Average career is a couple years, if that. But you won that Super Bowl title with the Colts. You've been captain on multiple teams that you've been on. How are you feeling right now with no NFL? We know the free agency is moving, but how are you feeling right now?
Man, I'm feeling good, man. Obviously, you know, with the coronavirus going on and everything right now, you know, football is kind of at a stall. Not knowing when guys are going to be able to report. Obviously, you know, some free agency things going on, but I think it's a good time for guys to, you know, sit back, relax. You know, obviously some guys are probably training and things of that nature, but at this point, man, I think it's good for us, man. Good for the body, good for the mind, and I just hope guys are taking advantage of it.
Absolutely. Now, from your perspective, last year you led the Giants in tackles, about 110. How was the free agency process for you? I know it's difficult with the travel restrictions, et cetera. How has this affected you personally?
For me, I think I'm in a different little situation. Like you said, going into year 15, I think my free agency is going to go a little slower. But I'm good with that. I'm perfectly fine with that. I think, you know, for me, just I think it'll be just be smarter once the draft happens and once teams find out what they're going to do. I think that's when guys such as myself that's senior years in the league will try to start getting some movement and getting some play from teams.
And you think free agency is going to move slow on your part, especially around the draft? We spoke about that on the show last night. We had a lot of callers talking about what's going to happen to a Cam Newton, what's going to happen to a Jameis Winston. From your perspective, when you look at the quarterback position, you're the one laying out the running backs, the receivers, getting to the quarterback. In the 14 years that you've played in the NFL, how have you seen the quarterback position change?
Well, obviously when I first came in the league, it was all about the pocket passer. The pocket passer was really big, but I guess I say within the last 2 to 3 years, kind of looking at the more mobile passers, the guys that can get out of the pocket, that can prolong the plays, and things of that nature. You're looking at the Lamar Jackson, the Patrick Mahomes, and guys like that who can really hurt you with your legs, Deshaun Watson, and hurt you with their arms. So I think the league has progressed. I think they're welcoming that style of quarterback where in the past years, it was kind of a negative if quarterback decided to run and get out of the pocket. So I think it's good for the game. It's good for football.
We got Antoine Bethea on the line, former Super Bowl champion safety. How has playing safety, having spoke about that with the quarterback changes, everybody's more mobile moving around, how has what the coaches have asked you to do changed over the years, if at all, at the safety position?
First and foremost, I think the safety position is overlooked, especially just the way the game has progressed, where you have safeties that has to come down in the box and be like a fourth linebacker. And then you have, you know, safeties that has to cover tight ends. That's coming in the league and is very different than, say, 15 years ago. Now the safeties, the tight ends now are very receiver-like. They create matchup problems. So the safety position is very critical into the game right now. Then, like you said, just with the quarterbacks, the way they're moving around, with the way they're getting out of the pocket, you got to have safeties that can be able to either get in the box and spy on those quarterbacks, and you just got to have safeties that can do everything.
Well, Antoine, you led the Giants in tackles last year, so it doesn't seem like you have any problems. Moving into your 15th year, we just saw that the new CBA is going to be set up for basically the next 10. What are your thoughts on the future of the game? Hopefully we get you playing and everybody else playing later on this year. What do you think about the CBA for the next 10?
You know, I really didn't agree with the CBA. I think it was a tough decision. I think the CBA had its pros and cons. I think it was some things that we should have, as a group, I wish we would have fought for a little more. But, you know, it is what it is. That's water under the bridge now. I think the game is going to continue to progress. I think it's a game that everybody loves. The guys that's playing it, I think they love. They put their heart into it. The fans, they enjoy it. Entertaining the fans on Saturdays and on Sundays and Mondays and Thursdays of that nature. So I think the game's in a good space. Again, though, I wish as far as the CBA, man, I wish some things were done a little differently.
Okay, I hear you on that one. We got Antoine Bethea on the line, NFL safety, right here on the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Antoine, it's for you, it's not just about just tackling guys on the field. You also tackle a whole lot of issues in the community coming out of Virginia, where you're from, out towards the beach. What are some of these endeavors that you've been working on?
Yeah, man, the philanthropy is really big, man. Some of the things that I work on back in my hometown, Newport News, Virginia, is really just giving back to the youth, the inner city youth, my foundation, but they Family Foundation. We just focus on kids continuing education after high school, not necessarily going to college, but, you know, getting a trade. We all understand that college isn't for everybody. The Bethay Family Foundation goal is to give back to these youngins, these young men, these young women, the resources that they may lack in their household, the resources they may not be able to find from their next door neighbors or whatever the case may be. So I try to reach out and give a helping hand into the communities and do what I can.
And even your whole background, I mean, you went to Howard University and HBCU. What advice would you have for younger folks who want to get into the league just about your HBCU experience and how that helped mold you into who you are today?
Man, it's funny, man, because I live by this motto. It's actually the title of my book, which is Bet on Yourself. But that's what you got to do. Coming from an HBCU, my role was a little different than the guys that, you know, went to these powerhouses, Ohio States, Alabamas, and such. So if you believe in yourself and you feel as though you have that ability to make it to the league, you got to bet on yourself. And I always tell guys that, you know, if you're good enough, these pro scouts and these the personnel that go out and scout guys going into the draft, that's wanting to get into the league, they'll find you if you're good enough and if you put the work in, you put that work at the end to it.
You said it right there, man, especially now everybody's kind of stuck at home. We're all stuck to ourselves and we're trying to think about those ideas. But those are great words to kind of live by once we're able to get everything together. And you're very well traveled. It's amazing what you've been able to do with your career, Antoine. From Howard University, coming out of Newport News, multiple time Pro Bowls, and even now going into your 15th year. What do you feel about just the state of the world right now? I know you were just in Fashion Week. You're very well traveled. How are you feeling?
Man, I'm feeling good, man. And like I said, obviously, man, just to where we at right now, I think it's a tough situation where companies are closing down. At this point in time, you know, I know it's a lot of people out here just trying to figure out where that next check is going to come from. You know, I think everybody has to be sensitive to that. You really just focus on your friends and your family. Focusing on good health, make sure everybody is good mentally, physically, and I think right now that's the most important part. But I'm just praying for everybody, man, and hopefully we can get through this.
Antoine Bethea, Super Bowl champ, author, athlete, philanthropist, you're all around great guy. I appreciate you taking time to hop on the JR Sport Brief right here on CBS Sports Radio. Antoine, where can people keep up with you online and everything that you're working on?
You can follow me on Twitter. I'm in IG, man, abethay41. My website, www.antoinebethay.com. That's where you can find my book, Better Yourself, Inside the Mind of Ultimate Underdog. My website, www.antoinebethay.com.
That's right. Now, that is someone right there who deserves another year. Let's get Antoine Bethea to 15 years. When everything gets back to normal, we need to see him back out on the field, just taking care of running backs, chasing after quarterbacks, snatching the ball out of the air, knocking over tight ends. A big shout out and much love to Antoine Bethea for coming through here on the JR Sport Brief. Now listen, folks, when we come back, we're going to have the barbershop conversation. We're going to have the conversation that you've had maybe at the bar that you've probably had to yell with your friends and your family. When we come back, it's going to be about 10, 15 minutes. We're going to talk about LeBron James. We're going to talk about Michael Jordan. I saw it on my timeline on Twitter. Somebody brought it up. I had to put in my two cents at JR Sport Brief on Twitter. And I said, you know what? I'm going to bring this conversation to the airwaves. It's not about titles. It's not about stats. It's about mano y mano. Michael Jordan, LeBron James. Who would win a one-on-one matchup? Who would win a one-on-one matchup between these two? And you know what? We can look at a LeBron James and a lot of people will say, oh, he's more passer. He's more Magic Johnson. Well, his offensive repertoire has improved as he's gotten older, as most great players do. Michael Jordan was still getting buckets when he was over 40 years old, when he was already gone from the Chicago Bulls. And then you have the late, great Kobe Bryant, who's basically the in-between for both of these players and their generations. And that's a conversation we're going to have when we come back. There's a lot of things that you can pull up on social media. I happen to run across this. People had strong opinions. Somebody said I was out of my mind. Somebody said I was crazy. Someone said you don't know what you're talking about. I absolutely do. When we come back, I'm going to actually break it down for you. It's real simple. A lot of times, you'll primarily hear people say Kobe Bryant and LeBron. You don't generally hear about, you know, direct correlation between Michael Jordan and LeBron James. That's exactly what we are going to break down. Because at the end of the day, we know there is no live sports. This is something I've heard a million times. And I want to have the conversation right here on CBS Sports Radio. If you want to talk to me, it's very simple. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief on Twitter, on Instagram. But this is a bar conversation that we're going to have on the air. It's the JR Sport Brief Show right here on CBS Sports Radio.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.